We brought together everybody across the sector that's involved in trails and trail development, from the farmers that give permission for a trail in the initial stages, the community groups that generally instigate them either for local health and well-being or to bring in tourists and visitors from the short loops around villages and towns right out to the national trails and onto the mountains even. And then you have the funders, the recreational users, so you have cyclists, people that are into kayaking and canoeing on the Blue Ways, walkers, and a lot of people, adventure people in between who go out onto these trails and take part in a lot of activities. So, and of course, everybody's involved in the technology and laying trails and building them and that. So there was a lot of stakeholders came together over the weekend to experience what the country, Ireland, has to offer. But and particularly then in Leitrim, we had some experiences that people could actually go out. And there's about 10 different experiences or excursions that they could go out on to sample what Leitrim's trails are like.
Obviously, it was a great success. Over 2,000 people were in attendance over the course of the last couple of days. Are there hopes that a similar event can be hosted again in the future in Leitrim?
Yeah, well, I mean, the idea is that the local development companies, we are one, like Sligo Leader Partnership there, Northeast Mayo Development and other local development companies, we have a lot of activity that we're involved in through the Leader Program, funding the development of trails for communities, the maintenance of them at the Rural Social Scheme and TUS programs. And so we are invested in them, and we felt that we could host this conference the first time out. It's amazing that there hasn't been one before, and we're hoping that it'll become an annual or a biannual event in Ireland at least. We would hope maybe in time to bring it back to Leitrim, but one of our objectives was to make sure that Ireland could host the World Trails Conference, because we have very high quality experiences, we have a great environment, we have a lot to show and tell other people across the world about what we do here in adventure tourism, in trails, walking, cycling and angling and all the things that happen. So we feel that Ireland can host the World Trail Conference as well.